Scientists, artists, community and business leaders are coming together in Mount Barker later this month to discuss and address Australia's environmental and social challenges, now and into the future. I've been joined by Mayor Anne Ferguson this morning to find out more about it and what's planned.
It's an opportunity to identify and explore local issues and effective solutions on topics such as food, nature and energy. And I think this is when we need to address our young people. Our young people have got so much knowledge and they are so innocent, I might say, when they say it. There's nothing to hang up about. So I think this is a great opportunity for councils to bring about change. And you know, the Dynamic State of Summit, it's going to be held at Eucharia and it's held by invitation, but the results will be coming out for the community to digest and talk about.
What do you think are some of the major challenges for your constituents as you tackle food and nature and energy into the future?
Well, Mount Barker goal is living with nature. That's priority number one. So we need to have a great tree canopy. We need to have habitat for not only humans but our wildlife and birds. So it's really important that we have as much foliage around and understory as well. So it's just not huge, great big trees. It's about having that understory. So the little animals and mites can go somewhere to live and regenerate and be part of the future.
I mean, that must be a challenge as well because it's such a major area for developments and paddocks being turned into major places for housing, etc. So how does the council balance that with the harmony of nature?
Well, the planning department are very aware of the needs of future Mount Barker. And, you know, some of the developments are really environmentally aware. You know, they have sinks underneath trees where the wastewater runs in. We collect our wastewater. We just looking at how we can encourage our developers to orientate the building of houses in the right way and having the roads run the right direction so the houses can be orientated in the best possible way so we do have less energy use. Because it's all very well to build affordable homes, but if you can't afford to live in them, you've got to have an air conditioner going 24/7. Well, it's just not sustainable. So we've got to look at all the ways that we can have energy that we can get either through the solar panels or wind or just by being really, really conservative in our use because, you know, it's not infinite.
Mayor Anne Ferguson's with us from Mount Barker. And in relation to, I mean, at the moment we're seeing food prices really go up quite dramatically for a number of reasons. You know, the flooding interstate, which is putting pressure on our local growers and, you know, just all of the costs that are coming out of the pandemic and food chain issues and stuff like that. So I understand you're working with 8 other councils and other organisations on what you're calling local food system mapping. What's this all about?
This is about working together and it's about well-being of SA. And the food term system describes the various elements of what goes into growing, production, marketing, distributing, consumption and disposal of food. In Mount Barker, we're onto this now. I'm really, really pleased because we have pick-up in Gawler Street from the cafes and hotels. We've encouraged our residents to put their scraps into the green bin. So it's about being aware of our food miles, what we eat. Should we just be eating seasonally? Because, I mean, who needs watermelon in the middle of winter when, you know, we've got such beautiful apples and pears and oranges and all those wonderful things that, and Brussels sprouts, we grow the best Brussels sprouts in Australia, in Mount Barker. So it's about food miles and being aware of what is happening. And I think one of the great things that we do here in Mount Barker, and I believe that it happens elsewhere, that we go and pick up the food that's just about out of date from the supermarkets, and that's available to the communities. And there's nothing wrong with this food. It's just that they can't sell it over the counter. And we have it. We've got Auntie Anne's pantry behind the town hall, which anybody can come and get vegetables, fruit, bread, and there's frozen meals there. So this is food that would have normally been thrown out, and now it is put away. And it's very much a conscious decision of council, so individuals can be food citizens. And I think this is really important.
Mayor of Mount Barker, Anne Ferguson's with us. Let's talk about the draft annual budget, still up for consultation. I understand you're proposing a rate rise in line with the CPI?
That's correct, because unfortunately the cost of living has gone up for everybody, but it's also gone up for council. I mean, our business plan has to take that into account, and we're not adding the 1%, which we normally do, so it's just CPI. But it's a real challenge to, and we do understand how our community is doing it tough, but council can't get into such a position where it's in debt, going further in debt. And I know people think that we have new rate payers coming in, but the thing is, they need the infrastructure, and this is what this budget is about. It's about constructing a regional aquatic centre, and it's the new footpaths in Nan and Little Hampton, Macclesfield and Nechunga, and dog parks. These are all the services that our community are crying out for, but to deliver them, we've got to increase our rates. And it's not something that we've done lightly. The elected members have really mulled over this, and we've just kept it to CPI, and that in itself has been a real challenge. So I just implore people to understand their rates are going up, but council's costs are also going up.
So you mentioned the Aquatic and Leisure Centre. That one's going to be underway soon?
Yes, yes. Very exciting, because this is something that the community have been calling for the last 20 years, and that's just being very generous. It's longer than that.
Yep. Oh, great. We'll keep an eye on that one. What are some other major plans that you have to use the budget with in the year ahead?
Well, footpaths are always something, and roads. Footpaths, roads, and facilities that people can get out of their homes, because what I'm seeing is people's homes are becoming larger, but their blocks are staying the same, so they have nowhere to recreate. So they need somewhere to go. Our linear trail is something that we're trying to make longer and have it go up to the mount, so people have opportunity. I mean, it's a 10-kilometre walk at the moment that you can do without crossing one road. You go under the road. So council has been providing these facilities and infrastructure so Mount Barker is a better place to live. And of course, everything's so expensive. You know, $1.2 million on footpaths in Nan and Little Hampton, Macclesfield and Nechunga. You know, it just goes on and on forever. But thank goodness we've had some money from Fire to Flourish, which will help out at Harrogate and Brakunga for their roadside vegetation. But there's always somebody wanting something, and what they don't realise, there's 15 towns that are in the same position as what they are. And I mean, to deliver the service and projects in the draft plan, the revenue of $36 million is proposed to be raised from general rates. This is an increase from the previous financial year of 4.7%, which is equal to the annualised Adelaide Consumer Price Index, which is CPI. So we've really tried to be very aware of not putting too big an impost on our ratepayers, but we've also got to realise to deliver these things, it costs money, and we rely a lot on grants, but our rate base is one place that we need to get this money so we can provide sealed roads, stormwater drains, wastewater pipes, streets, trees, public reserves, playgrounds, and the list goes on.
So if people want to have their say until Thursday, June 23 at 5 p.m, get in touch with council. Thanks so much for your time today, Mayor Anne Ferguson.
Pleasure. have a great week.